Learn a little bit of the parsha together in the next hour. The parsha is Ki Tavo, and the parsha is Li'ilui Nishmat Sheinelbat Gershon Aleha Hashalom. You know, the parsha of Ki Tavo is kind of mildly depressing because it enumerates all of the punishments that will come upon Bnei Yisrael if they don't adhere to the agreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How we will keep the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us, so to speak. And all of these punishments that are enumerated at length in the parish of Ki Tavo, and they repeat the same kind of thing that was enumerated at the end of the book of Vayikra, in the parasha of Bechukotai. You understand, before going into Eretz Yisrael, in the parasha of Vayikra, the end of Vayikra, I mean, that was should have been the next step, except for the Chet HaMeraglim, the spies, the sin of the spies, which prevented Bnei Yisrael from entering Eretz Yisrael, so that the arrangement, the brit, the covenant with God was repeated in the parasha of Ki Tavo, our parasha, which comes just before Bnei Yisrael are going to enter Eretz Yisrael. So in this, both of these parashiyot, in the parasha of Bechukotai and in the parasha of Ki Tavo, there's a lengthy enumeration of the punishments that will come upon us. And we understand, I mean, in hindsight, since we are here in a place where we're like thousands of years after this agreement was made, we know that a lot of these punishments, we can point to them in our history. They were difficult. And they remain difficult. And they remain difficult. But one pasuk in the parish of Ki Tavo always struck me as being somewhat difficult, even though Rashi ignores it, doesn't comment, which I guess should mean that the pasuk is kind of simple and straightforward, but I'll leave it to you to tell me. The pasuk says that the reason, one of the reasons for the punishment that will befall you is Asher lo avadeta et Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'b'tuv levav b'rov kol. Simcha and tuv levav, simcha, joy, and tuv levav, a welcoming heart, b'rov kol, because you had so much, you couldn't conjure up simcha. And because you didn't do the mitzvahs with simcha, you're going to be punished. That's what the pasuk says. And what is this simcha that the pasuk that's so important that we're going to be punished if we don't do whatever we do, b'simcha? I mean, what is this that we're missing out on? What is this simcha that is referred to? Okay. So I told you that Rashi doesn't help us. And that's really unfortunate, because I depend on Rashi, as I imagine most of you also do. So what's there to do when Rashi is not there, is not with us? So I've collected a few sources that I think will be helpful in determining what the simcha they're referring to is. The first of these sources is a Rambam. The halacha of the Rambam in Hilchot Lulav, Perek Chet Halacha Tetvav. The Rambam is a book, when I say the Rambam, I mean the Yad HaChazakah. The Yad HaChazakah is a book of halachot. However, embedded in these his halachic statements are often specific understandings that the Rambam had about things. And it's important for us to know what they are and to kind of try to assess them. So this is what the Rambam says in Hilchot Lulav, in the laws of the Lulav. Asimcha, simcha, sheyismach adam ba'asiyat ha-mitzvah ubavata kel shetziva behem. Simcha means a connection. Joy is a connector. It's like everybody knows. If you have a guest at home and he's staying over and he says, "Hey, could you go and get me a cup of coffee?" That could be annoying. Be annoying. A person doesn't have any kind of respect for your what you're doing, and the fact that he's causing you difficulty. But if your father asked you for a cup of coffee, then you would run to do it because it's your father. You feel that obligation. So the Rambam says again, Asimcha, what's the definition of simcha? Sheyismach adam ba'asiyat ha-mitzvah. It's simcha in doing the mitzvah. Uba'avat ha-kel she'tziva b'hem. And the love of God who commanded us. In other words, every time I do a mitzvah, I know that I'm doing God's will. And doing God's will makes me really happy. Makes you really happy. I mean, you could see that the Rambam was a litvak. None of this clapping hands and jumping up and down. And, this idea of simcha, the idea of simcha, is an idea that is connected to who I am doing it for. If I recognize the fact that I'm doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it, that will bring simcha to me. And then the Rambam speaks about this definition that he just promulgated, and he says, Avodah Gedolah, Avodah Gedolah. This is really the service of God. Simcha. It's not about jumping up and down. It's not about clapping your hands. It's not about drinking and eating. It's none of those things. It's what comes to you because you're doing God's will. The Rambam continues and says, "Kol ha-moneh atzmo mi-simcha zo ra'ui li-para mimenu." Whoever denies himself this simcha, he's grumpy, he's unhappy, he's only doing it because he's being forced to do it. All of those things, all of those ideas, ra'ui li paramim, and he deserves punishment. Shene'emar, he quotes our pasuk, tachat asher lo avadati, avadata et asher lokech b'simcha b'tuv levav. That's the whole pasuk. I don't know why it's not printed on the sheet. So the Rambam says, "Asher lo avad Hashem lecha b'shimcha v'tuv leivav, v'kol ha-magis da'ato, v'cholei kavod la'atzmo, u'mitkabed b'inyan b'mkomot elu chote v'shote." And whoever takes the credit for doing something good to himself, he talks about himself. Ooh, that pasuk is, the Rambam says, chote, he sins, and he's stupid. Valze is here Shlomo v'amar, and this is what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to when he said, al titadar lifnei melech, don't get all dressed up when you come before the king. We call a mashpil atzmo, somebody who is humble, umekel gufo bimkomot elu, and doesn't stress his bodily self. Hu hagadol ha-mechubad ha-oved mi-ahava. That's called serving God with love. So the Rambam has a definition. The Rambam has a definition for simcha. And the Rambam's definition of simcha is you're doing it for God. You're doing it for God. Now we all know that you can do mitzvot in a much more perfunctory manner. can do mitzvot because we're used to doing mitzvot. We do them every day, every week, every month. When the time for the mitzvah comes rolling around, we do the mitzvah. We don't think so much about simcha. But according to the Rambam, simcha is an important ingredient in what we usually call kavanah. Kavanah, simply defined, is that you make a bracha. When you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem. Asher Gishal Mitzvotav Tzivanu, we are commanded, right? We are commanded, Al Achilat Matzah, to eat a matzah. We're commanded to eat a matzah. So that's called kavanah. Eating a matzah is a matzah, something that anybody might do. You have to make sure that you know that it's a mitzvah that you're doing, so you say a bracha. But beyond the kavanah that's included in the bracha, beyond that kavanah, there is the idea that even if doing the mitzvah is good for me, like I haven't eaten all day, I haven't eaten beforehand, I'm going to eat a matzah and it's going to satisfy me, I'm going to be able to say, I've eaten something, right? All of that is not the simcha that we're talking about. The simcha that we're talking about is saying, I'm doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it. I feel close to that tzivui. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam has defined simcha, the kind of simcha that's associated with the mitzvah, so we can understand the pasuk. If you did mitzvot, that's what the pasuk is saying. If you did mitzvot, then you did what a kodesh baruch, but you didn't do it properly. You didn't do it properly. You know, with the idolaters in the Tanakh, we think about idolatry. You know that they were all working on maximum benefit for maximum investment. You know, they didn't leave the service of God, but they said, why not? Let's do some service to some other God. We'll be covered from different directions. That's what brought back idolatry every time. The lack of the feeling of exclusivity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a mitzvah is not just something that you do, but it's something that God wants you to do. And we appreciate the mitzvah, the doing of the mitzvah, on that basis. On that basis, I'm doing what God wants me to do, and that's what the Rambam says. The second source, also from the Rambam, is an important contradiction or contrary position to what we've just learned. The Rambam says in Hilchot Yom Tov, Perek Vav Halacha Kaf, Kshadam Ochel V'Shoteh V'Sameach Baregel. So I told you that on the regel, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, those are the regalim. On these regalim, there's a special mitzvah of simcha, special, only for the regalim. We learn it primarily from Sukkot, and then with Gzeirah Shavah, we compare it to Shavuot and Sukkot and Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuot as well. So the Rambam says, "Shadam ochel v'shoteh v'sameach baregel, lo yimashech b'yayin v'schok b'kalut rosh." She says, when you're doing simcha on the regel, right, one of the three major holidays, right, lo yimashech b'yayin, you didn't like draw out the wine, uv'schok and laughter, uv'kalut rosh and lightheadedness, v'yomar, Shekol mi sheyosif bazeh yerbe b'mitzvat simcha. And you shouldn't say as much as you add the simcha, you add the yayin, and you add the good food, yerbe b'mitzvat simcha. You shouldn't say that. Shashikrut v'aschok haraba v'kalut arosh einena simcha ela holelut. So the Rambam has made a distinction between simcha, which is necessary and applicable at the time of the regalim, And that kind of activity, which is forbidden, it's called holelut, lightheadedness, a lack of concern. Someone who is not thinking properly about what he's doing, all of those things are forbidden. They're certainly not demanded by the Torah at that particular time. Certainly not. That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says. Furthermore, the Rambam says, "Ela al ha-simcha sheyesh ba'avodot yotzer hakol." But simcha, the kind of simcha that we're looking for, is the kind of simcha where we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, tachat asher lo avadet at Hashem elokecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. That's our pasuk. You're going to be punished because you didn't serve God b'simcha, with joy. What kind of joy? Well, obviously, the kind of joy which is not holelut. Which is not holelut. What kind of joy is not holelut? The kind of joy that brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes you feel that you're doing the right thing at the right time. All of this might be a bit of a kasha, according to the Rambam, on the minhag on Purim that some people have because of the Shulchan Aruch to get drunk on Purim, but it would seem it's difficult. Because after all, on Purim you have to do mitzvot. Even if you daven mincha before you eat the su'uda, so like you're not drunk yet, you don't get drunk till the su'uda. Even if you daven mincha before, you still have to do birkat hamazon, which to the best of my recollection is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, mitzvah d'oraita. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do the mitzvah d'oraita? I don't know, but the Rambam states clearly that on Pesach, on Shavuot, on Sukkot, on these days where there's an obligation to have simcha, the simcha that we are in favor of is the simcha of Hilchot Lulav that we learned previously. So the Rambam has a position, and his position is that simcha comes because it brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I wanted to, okay, we'll see how Rav Nachman deals with this. If you look at the fourth, we'll skip the third for a moment, we'll go to the fourth source, comes from Sefer Misilat Yesharim. You know that the Misilat Yesharim was one of the books written by the Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, who was a very interesting person, and wrote a book. I mean, he was a Kabbalist, but he wrote a book on Musar. And he was not a Kabbalist in that book. That book is not Kabbalistic at all. And that book became very popular amongst different Jewish communities. Of course, Rabbi Sol Salanter, who created the Musar movement, had a very high opinion of the book of Misilat Yesharim. And as a result, it's still looked at casually, but looked at in yeshivot today, until today. Even Hasidic yeshivot, you know, where they obviously don't want to do the same thing as the literature yeshivas do, even in Hasidic yeshivas they learn the Misilat Yesharim. Misilat Yesharim is popular in a variety of places. In America, amongst the conservative movement, even the reform movement, they all learn the Misilat Yesharim. So here's the Misilat Yesharim, Perek Yutet. It's in the middle of a sense. Asheini Yuha Simcha. Well, you're going to explain Sikar, Simcha. Vu Ikar Gadol Ba'avodah. Simcha is a very important aspect of serving God. Huma shed David mazir, this is what David warned us about, the Amar, or Mer, if do it Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav b'rinana, Pasuk in Tehillim. Simcha, that's how you do it. You serve God b'simcha, or you serve God b'rinana. Rinana is also a kind of word that means simcha. V'omer, v'tzadikim yismichu ya'altzu lefnei Elohim, they'll have joy and simcha before God, v'yashishu b'simcha, and they will sing out with joy. Amar Razal, another source, ein ha'shchina shara ela mitoch simcha, that shchina ishara dwells upon you only when there is simcha shel mitzvah. V'al ha'pasuk shezacharnu lemala, ibdu et Hashem b'simcha, that pasuk that we mentioned above, serve God with joy, amru b'medrash, amar Rabbi, kishetiye omeid, lifanai litpalel, yeli b'cha sameach. There's a medrash that says, when you stand before me to daven, you should be happy. Yeli b'cha sameach alecha. There is no other like him. There's no other God. Ki zot hi hasimcha amitit sheyeli bo shel adam alez. What is it that we call real simcha, real joy? What makes you happy? Al shu zochel avod lifnei adon yitbarach she'en kamohu. And he can stand and worship before God, and there's none like him. There's nothing like God. So you see the Mesilat Yesharim written hundreds of years after the Rambam. To my mind, is a Rambamist in this matter. He takes upon himself the Rambam. And the Rambam is that the Simcha comes not from the fact that you're doing what God wants you to do, but it comes from the fact that you're doing what God wants you to do. In other words, you can do what God wants you to do, but not so much consider that you're doing what God wants you to do. You don't really think about that so much. You don't think about that so much. Okay, now we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Here's the Ramo in the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim, Ilchot Lulav, Siman Tav Reish Samach Tes. If you have the sheet, it's right there. It's the third source. 1, 2, 3, the fourth source. Od Na'agu B'Medinot Eilu, the Shulchan Aruch said, there's a minhag that we have. Lo Tzi B'Simchat Torah. Remember Simchat Torah. The Ramah was in Poland. That means that they were in Chutzlaretz. In Chutzlaretz, there's an extra day of Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret comes after Sukkot. Shmini Atzeret today doesn't have any real mitzvot that we do, that are associated. So we have Shmini Atzeret, and then we have the day after Shmini Atzeret. So the minhag was kind of developed that the day after Shmini Atzeret, which is also, we call it Shmini Atzeret, will become a day of Simchat Torah. That was the decision that was made. So he says, "Lo nahagu lo tzi v'simchat Torah aravit v'shacharit kol sifrei Torah shebeichal." So the minhag is that you take out all the that's what the Rambam says. You take out all the sifrei Torah from the Aron Kodesh. That's the heichal. And then you sing whatever you sing. You know, there are hakafot. You look in your machzor, you'll see that there's a set program. And besides that, you could add songs as you wish, as you like, right? Ve'od nahagu lahakif im sifrei Torah bima shebebeit haKnesset. And furthermore, there's a minhag which doesn't come from any place. It has no source, really. that Nagula Kif to go around the Bima and the Beta and the Beta Knesset, Kimosha Mikifim Imalalab, just like we do in the morning. We go around the Shulchan with a lulav. Vakol mishum simcha. Vakol mishum simcha. So simcha, according to the Rama, has a different meaning. Vakol mishum simcha. Simcha generates activities. Activities that look like mitzvot. Not stam. Simcha is not about having a party. Simcha is not about drinking and eating. That's not simcha, the simcha that the Rama is talking about. But the simcha is, I want to show how much I appreciate the Torah. I want to show how much I appreciate the mitzvot that were given to me in the Torah. All of that, I can do that. I can do that. I can take the Sefer Torah and dance with it. I can take the Sefer Torah and go around the table, even though it may not have a particular source. It doesn't matter. It comes from a good place. It comes from a good place. It's like the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva we learned today. The Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva says there are Darchei Tshuva. You know what Darchei Tshuva is? A person wants to do Tshuva. A person needs to do Tshuva. A person is sincerely interested in doing the best kind of Tshuva he could possibly do. So the Rambam says he screams, I want to do Tshuva. He may change his name and say I'm a different person. It may go far away from home to do tshuva. In other words, you want to do more than you're instructed to do. So here also the Rama says, you know, it was Shmini Atzeret, and the people wanted to say something, they wanted to do something connected to the Torah, they wanted to declare their simcha, their joy. And so they did that. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, which is right next to that source, it says Bishum Simcha, Ketav Ma'arik Yosef Kolon B'Shem Rav Hai Gaon B'Shorish Tet. That's just a reference. Yom Zeri Gilim Etzleinu Lirkod Bo Afilu Kamas Kenim. That day our minhag is to dance, and even older people B'Shash Omrim Kilusim la Torah, that they say they praise the Torah. V'lachein yesh li tametz baseh lirkod ulizamer lichvod haTorah, that it's necessary because there's a minhag. It's necessary. Everybody join in. Everybody should sing and dance lichvod haTorah. K'mo shekaduv gabei David haMelech alav haShalom. He was mifazezu mikarker bekol oz lifnei Hashem. He like sang and danced and made all kinds of happy noises before HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifnei Hashem. And listen now to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'kakatav misham ha'arizal ve'idu al ha'arizal sh'amar sh'malal yonah she'isig Balo Ayedesha Yamisameach Bekol Oz Bisimchan Shel Mitzvah. So they asked the Arizal, how did you become the Arizal? This is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. You have to understand that this is remarkable. Shehama'ala Ha'elyona Sheisig, the highest level that he was able to achieve, Balo Ayedei, came to him because haya misameach b'chol oz b'simchan shel mitzvah, that he the joy that he had for doing the mitzvah, the energy that he put into it, is what produced him, produced the Arizal. And he ends, the Mishnah Berurah ends with saying, b'gam al ha-gro, the gro was not a chosid. I remind you, the Gro was the ultimate misnaget, the ultimate misnaget. The Galah Gro Zal Kadvu, Shayamirakeid Lifnei HaSefer Torah, Bikol Kocho, that he would dance before the Torah on Simchat Torah with all the energy and might that he had. So you have sources, two sources, right? The Arizal and the Gra, who are not so much, you know, into each other, but they both agreed, dancing before the Sefer Torah, there's something important, and dancing before the Sefer Torah is something that you did because you wanted to do it. That's the Simcha. The Simcha created mitzvahs. It created a new obligation. And that creation of the new obligation is v'simcha, and that didn't exist when the Jews were punished with exile. They didn't have that. They didn't have that. They did. They did what they were supposed to do. But they didn't do beyond what they were supposed to do. And that's... Okay, let's look at Rav Nachman. Can we look at Rav Nachman? Likutei Maran Tinyana Torah Kav Dalet. Rav Nachman says a klal. Shetzarich leitgaber me'od b'kol ha'kochot liyod ach sameach tamid. Rav Nachman says you have to be energized. You have to work at it. You have to use all of the strength at your disposal in order to maintain ach sameach tamid. You're always b'simcha. Ki teva ha'adam l'shmoch atzmo l'marash chora v'atzmut machmat pig'ei u'mikrei hazman v'chol adam alei yisurim. So the Rav Nachman had this idea about marash chora. Marash chora, let's define it as depression. Depression, we know today, is a perfectly normal thing. People suffer from a depression, but they recover. And that's called normal. Those are the normal people. It's hard to imagine a person who never felt depressed or never felt unhappy with himself. That's very, very difficult. It's very difficult. So Rav Nachman said, depression is the enemy. Now, it may be that Rav Nachman himself had to battle with depression. That's a different question. But Rav Nachman said about depression that depression is the enemy. And simcha is the word that describes the victory over that enemy. And so according to Rav Nachman, we are able to deal with this problem. And it has to be dealt with before we try to do God's bidding. It's just not reasonable to do mitzvot while you're depressed, while you're unhappy, while you're suffering from some terrible catastrophe that you think has come upon you. So Rav Nachman says, no, you can't do mitzvot in that state. However, you have simcha. You have a weapon to overcome the depression. And so Rav Nachman says, "Kshiyoshvim al sifrei musar shemedabrim mi'etzem ha'onashim ein ba'im latz." I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong guy. We call Adam Alei Surin. He says all this, you know, people feel that they're in pain. They feel this pain and that pain, and they talk about pain, and they talk about how unhappy they are with the pain that they have. He says that is a kind of depression. That's a kind of depression. You have to force yourself. Even saying things or doing things that are kind of silly, that don't really, you know, they're not really appropriate to your level of understanding. Even though a broken heart is something very good, and it helps you to daven. In kol zot to rak be'ezer shah, we say that a lev nishbar, a broken heart, is good. I mean, at a moment, at a particular moment. But when you want to do the mitzvot, the lev nishbar is not good for you. V'ra'oi likbo lo eizu sha'ah b'yom l'shaber libo l'faresh sichato l'fonav yitbarach kimu v'atzleinu. So everybody can decide about a particular time during the day when he is broken heart. He's able to daven with the broken heart. So you see, Rav Nachman changed this inyan of simcha from a problem that had to do with a particular mitzvah, how you do the mitzvah, how you act when you do the mitzvah, to a kind of overwhelming human problem. What do we do about depression if we say that depression runs contrary to faith? You can't believe in God when you think that everything is wrong, when nothing is working out, when nothing is helpful. You can't. That's Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman had a Talmid, had a student whose name was Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson wrote a book called Likutei Halachot, which is an interesting attempt to connect the Torah of Rav Nachman to the Shulchan Aruch. You know that Rav Nachman wrote about Emunah and Machshava than Halacha. So Rav Nosson came to connect them. Listen to what Rav Nosson says. Ki yesh semachmat yirata onesh nofal li'atzvut. He says it's not what we call depression. It's like you learn. If you learn about the punishment for different sins according to the Arizal, well, you have to have a strong back. Lefamim likfirut chas rishon, it can bring you to crazy thinking about Torah and mitzvot kematzui ba'anashim rabim. This is an illness of many people, kishi yoshvin al sifrei musar shemedabrim me'etzem ha'anashim heim ba'im la'atzvut chas v'shalom. So Rav Nosson, first of all, takes away the clinical aspect of depression, and he says depression could come to people because they learned the Torah of the Arizal. Because the Torah of the Arizal includes the punishments, like how many makot you have to get for every avera that you did. I mean, it seems like an endless kind of list. So if you're confronted with the fact that you may be liable to a tremendous punishment, that itself may cause you to be depressed, unhappy, unable to function properly. That's what Haman wanted, to get them depressed. That's why he did everything in public. He did everything out loud, so to speak, so that the people should feel the difficulty. Of a Mordechai, who bechinat sechel al yom, Mordechai was a great Jew. V'nara kol kach yechol achlis yirata onesh ad sheyavo liyidei simcha atzuma ayidei godol haitzot shenotein lekol echad ba'omek nefilato sheyuchal litzot Hashem yitbarach ad sheyeh besimcha. So Mordechai was able to the plan of Haman, and to bring through Simcha, to bring the world back. With the Simcha that they ate a meal there. This is a separate study, but you understand that what I wanted to say, the difference between Rav Nachman and Rav Nosson, is that for Rav Nachman is willing to say there is this problem that people have, and that problem is called depression, and depression is something we have to fight against, and we fight against depression. You fight against depression with simcha. That's our. I mean, usually people are depressed. They're unhappy. They act unhappy. They don't feel good about themselves. Along comes Rav Nachman and he says, Simcha, that's the antidote. That's what's going to enable us, what's going to enable us to beat the depression. Rav Nosson says, I mean, maybe not a depression, a clinical depression, but there's a depression that could come from just understanding how much the punishment will overwhelm you, how much the punishment will overwhelm you. So we see that during the years, various aspects of simcha were understood, right? And they're all true. They're all correct. They don't usurp each other by any means. But there's the Rambam, that simcha has something to do with recognizing who you're standing before, and the Masilat Yesharim extends that. The Shulchan Aruch points out that sometimes simcha leads to new mitzvot. Rav Nachman says that simcha is built into the created world, in the sense that we're all liable to mara shchora, to depression, but we can overcome it. And Rav Nosson says that simcha will overcome the lessons of the Arizal and how much punishment we actually deserve for the mitzvot that we have not performed correctly. Have a good Shabbos. All the best to you.